Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Celebrating International Women's Day on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, talking to some phenomenal women this morning in the city of Lagos. Our next guest is Ikwo Uko. She's a quintessential professional and multidimensional marketing advisor and expert, a fellow of Nigerian Institute of Marketing of Nigeria, and a highly respected veteran within the West African marketing communication space. She has served as the first Vice President of Advertisers Association of Nigeria and other committees in the advertising communication subsector, like Advertising Practitioners Council of Nigeria. Having managed many global brands for Nestle Nigeria, she has strong flexibility in adapting global strategies to local application, delivering accelerated market growth. Ikwo is passionate about people, hence her customer centricity and insatiable drive to understand them more and more. She has extensive experience in business strategy, marketing strategy, and implementation. Result-focused and strong people leadership skill with several years of experience in marketing and general management in Nestle Nigeria, Ikwo has developed many successful managers in the field of marketing in the country. Ikwo Uko is currently the CEO of Entered Marketing, a marketing consultancy company with rich experience, practical expertise in helping brands and businesses drive sustainable growth within the African context. Ikwo is also the founder of 1QFoodPlatter.com, a Nigerian food blog that has made notable impact in the Nigerian food space. She has served and still serves on the boards of several companies, including non-executive director Letchigo Microfinance Bank Lagos from February 2020 till date, chairperson advisory board Eco Innovation Center from October 2019 till date, non-executive director Saru Life Care from April 2018 till date, and executive director board of Nestle Nigeria Lagos Nigeria from April 2010 to 2015. Welcome to the program, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm fine.
That's great to hear. How are you celebrating International Women's Day?
Well, I'm kind of reflecting on the theme of this year, which is choose to challenge. And I'm asking myself, have I actually challenged enough in terms of helping women, whether entrepreneurs or career women, to achieve the heights they would really love to? So for me, it's about more of reflection and looking forward a bit to see what more can I do. That's where I am today. And of course, looking at all the nice things that are being said about women and people that are running campaigns and all of that. That's where I am today.
So a place of reflection, obviously, normally will birth growth, I think, for me. When you can sit down and think back about the things that have happened and think about solutions that you can bring to certain challenges, definitely growth comes from there. That's what I think anyway. Yeah.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right. So my question to you is, in your experience with where you have risen to in marketing and advertising, did you face any limitations or any roadblocks in allowing you to achieve the fits that you have achieved with the companies that you have worked with?
Look, for me, because this was a multinational, I think the situation wasn't as bad as my colleagues that were not working in multinationals. I mean, people in government or other private organizations. Mm. Now, this is not to say that the issues were not there, even with the multinationals. I mean, I had been with the organization for over 20 years before I saw a woman sit at the board of Nestle globally.
Wow.
Globally. So whilst it was not an issue that stared me in the face, but I knew that there was a problem there. But things started to change. I mean, of course, with a lot of noise level around, gender balance, a lot of the multinationals had to respond to that. And I think, should I say, maybe that was how come somebody like me was fortunate that happened, and therefore the organization then started to take a second look at women And, you know, really appreciate that we had a lot to bring to the table. So whilst it was not vocal and visible, I think it was there, you know, somewhat. I mean, like I said, I might have risen higher than I did. Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't as bad, really, as other areas.
Areas. What would you think? What would you say to your mind are the limitations that women face? I mean, some women say, we've spoken to women this morning who have achieved feats in the medical and the financial fields, and they went to school in the 50s and in the 60s. And in my mind, those times were harder than the times we're in now. But one of them actually said she feels that the chances for women are slimmer now than they were then. What do you think stops us short of our tracks? I mean, it's not that we're not qualified. It's not that we can't do the jobs. But what is it that keeps, what is that roadblock? Another woman also said that, you know, we aren't given the chances and we're not empowered. And I'm like, who gives you empowerment?
Look, the chances, I mean, empowerment, I would not say that. I mean, you can empower yourself.
Yes.
But let's also look at, you know, when we're talking about this balance and what have you, it's not just in your career. And an entrepreneur, you know, could be challenged as well.
Yes.
Now, for me, the issue is, you know, first of all, as women, do we believe we can do? Yes, many of us do believe we can do. Are we given the opportunity? Because for me, it's about the opportunity. Whilst a lot of things are not written anywhere, if you look at HR policies, it will be there. It will be written in bold. You know, everybody would have a fair chance and all of that. But trust me, for the HR manager, and I'm not saying this is for everybody.
Everybody, yes.
Who is the, let me say, the breadwinner in his family? He's the one bringing in a lot, you know, taking care of a lot of the financial, you know, burdens in the family, yes. Obligations in the family. He then unconsciously starts to believe that, I mean, this lady, you know, working in this organization, what does she really need money for? Because for some reason, it's down to money.
Yes.
And not quite understanding that for the woman, it's beyond money. Mm. I mean, I went to school, I read, and I know what I'm capable of. Can I just be given the chance to change my world? You know? Mm. So the point is that I think opportunities, you know, could pull us back, not being given the opportunity. The other point is we ourselves asking ourselves, can I do it? Do I have the confidence to do it? Because you've been told, you hear it, you know, sit at the back, you know, don't raise your voice too much. You know, so these things have come with us as baggages from our childhood. And we tend to then believe that is it. But I do not think that any woman of today has any excuse. You know, if I had the excuse, starting school in the 60s, you know, and 70s, my daughter should not have the same excuse not to achieve what she wants to achieve. Yes, she might not be given the right opportunity, but trust me, if the opportunity is not in one place, there's opportunity in some other place. If there's no opportunity in a 9-to-5, there's an opportunity to express yourself if you're an entrepreneur.
True.
So I think that, yes, the road ahead might not be very straight and smooth, but, you know, we can also, with the support of other women, we can.
I agree on that last bit, with the support of other women. And that's my own choose to challenge this International Women's Day. It's choosing to be able to lift somebody else up, another woman up, mm-hmm. that you know is struggling, or that you know could do with a pat on the back. Not look at her like she's your competition. Look at her like, this is me. I have been through this. I could go through this. Let's pull each other up together.
I agree there.
I really think that's where we need to start. So with COVID-19 in view and not seeming to be going anywhere anytime soon, what would you say to, let's say somebody came up to you and said, you know, with the last year, I haven't really had any chances to think outside my mind. I've just been bogged down with living day to day. How do I pivot from where I am now, seeing that this thing may not lift in the next year? What would you say to that person?
Look, life is on digital now, let's face it.
True.
And therefore, it's about understanding the times we live in. And then you ask, where can I find opportunities? I mean, I work from home for the most part these days, because of COVID.
Yes.
However, I've made so much contact. I'm networking, you know, online, and it's amazing. The point is to open our eyes, to open our minds to the opportunities that there are. I'm seeing so many people doing wonderful businesses online. I'm seeing people connecting online. I talk about networking, and you know, I always tell people, network down. A lot of people my age, I can imagine, you know, have not embraced the digital space. They've not embraced the social space, but there's no other space but that today. And unless you understand that, it's then difficult for you to move ahead, because trust me, there's so many things we can do sitting from, let me not say the comfort of our home, but
yes,
from our home.
Yes.
We can do a lot of things. Yes, the opportunities, because of COVID, you know, we've been limited in a lot of things, but we have not been limited in all of things. I'm currently writing a book. You know, I have only met the agency working with me once. We've only met physically once.
Oh, wow.
And we've been on all of this while on you know, Zoom calls, and it's working. So I think it's about mindset shift. COVID might end when we get vaccines, we will move ahead. But can we just understand that things will not be the same again? If we come from that premise, I think that we can pivot better.
I'm going to pick on two things that you just mentioned: networking, which seems to be the bane of most women, and agreeing that, you know what, things are never going to be the same again. We can't come out of COVID and expect that we're going to go back to brick and mortar, because a lot of people seem to be in that space. I'm just waiting for COVID to be over, and then, you know, we'll just go back to how we used to do things. And meanwhile, like you rightly said, the world has moved digital. And you actually, you can get to more people in the digital space than you could ever get to in a brick and mortar space. So this mindset and this networking, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to say that, I mean, I have a lady who sells shrimps, fresh shrimps to me.
Yes.
She's on Lagos Island. I'm on the mainland. She's not carrying her calabash of shrimp and taking transport from Lagos Island to my place at the mainland. She phones me before she moves. And I'm talking about as low as that, she has now understood the power of technology. Where she calls first to ask, do you need this produce? Can I bring it? She saved herself transportation. She saved herself spoilage of her goods,
true,
you know, coming to my place. And she saved herself, yes, you know, just the trouble of coming to my place and then me saying, sorry,
I'm not
buying.
Exactly.
I'm not, yes. So We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice now to think technology has been part of our lives.
I hope we all get there. I hope we all accept that mindset in, you know, because it's also very crucial to growth in any aspect. I'm going to touch on one last thing before we have to let you go, and that's on your marketing and advertising knowledge. How vital, I know we hear it all the time, how vital is it to businesses to market and advertise?
You know, even the good book says that, which is the Bible, that if you light your, you know, put your light under the bushel,
nobody's going to see
it. You're not going to be seen. Nobody sees it. You know, even with I don't want to use the word marketing God. We can't market God.
Yes.
But the point is that if I don't talk to you about it, you're not convinced, you don't hear, you don't know what it's all about. So it's the same thing with everything we do, services and products and what have you. And marketing today, like I always tell people, is so cheap to do. Everybody today actually is almost a marketer. I mean, if you're on social media, you're a marketer of some sort.
Yes.
But of course, there are some basics that need to be learned. You know, I see some things on Instagram and Facebook, and I say, okay, well, you know, there's something here, but the potential has not exactly. Yes. However, I see that for a lot of small businesses, look, YouTube is there. Google is your friend, like they say. You can learn a lot again online. Whilst some of us, you know, had to read loads and loads of books, today, I want to market peanuts. I want to market groundnut.
Yes.
And I go to YouTube to see, how is it done? What's the language? What are the keywords I should be using? You know, what time of the day are my consumers likely to see this post? Because trust me, the digital space you have to disrupt. If you're not disrupting, then, you know, you can market all you want and the consumer does not see you. So it is so much part of our lives today, part of business, part of services, even our personal brand. We have to market ourselves, you know, depending on which sector you're in. So as we look at the International Women's Day, you know, choose to challenge, I think women, we can challenge so much in the marketing space and get our goods out there and our services out there.
And that's a good place to end this chat with you, Ikwa. Thank you so much for spending time with us this afternoon. And thank you for your patience
it's
with all
pleasure.
Our technological mishaps along the way. I trust you'll have an amazing rest of the day. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. And, you know, choose to challenge.
Let's challenge the
status quo. And for me, on a last line, please, can we have the men also challenge? Because I see that as women, we talk to ourselves. Let's get men to the table and talk to them as well.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.